When you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
Let me do it differently than anyone's ever seen it done before in the past.
Should I come up with a plan B? Should I work in Boston for a few years and make enough money to have a cozy transition to New York? That having a plan B can muddy up your plan A. I didn't take the job. I moused to the city. I bused tables. I lived in a basement apartment next to a garbage chute that was filled with cockroaches. And I could not have made a better decision. Creating the job as opposed to waiting for it to be offered to me was the way to go. Don't wait for your break. Make your break. Don't make it happen for yourself. If I was going to run the risk of failure, I wanted it to be in the place where I would be proud to fail. It failed. Over and over again. Too short for this, or too weird for that. But I was in the fight. I was taking my punches, but I was in the fight. A bet on myself. This was the riskier road, but I could not have made a better decision. You cannot let a fear of failure, or a fear of comparison, or a fear of judgment stop you from doing what's going to make you great. You cannot succeed without this risk of failure. You cannot have a voice without the risk of criticism. And you cannot love without the risk of loss. You must go out and you must take these risks. Everything I'm truly proud of in this life has been a terrifying prospect to me. None of it comes easy. And people will tell you to do what makes you happy. But a lot of this has been hard work. And I'm not always happy. I don't think you should do just what makes you happy. I think you should do what makes you great. Do what's uncomfortable and scary and hard but pays off in the long run. Be willing to fail. Let yourself fail. Fail in the way, in the place where you would want to fail. Fail, pick yourself up, and fail again. Without this struggle, what is your success anyway? Look, as best we know it, we have one life. In it, you have to trust your own voice, your own ideas, your honesty, your vulnerability, and through this you will find your way. You do not have to be fearless. Don't let fear stop. Live like this as best you can, and I guarantee you will look back on a life well lived.
There's three things that you need to know: where you are, where you want to go, and how you're going to get there. Those are the three things you must have to take advantage of any opportunity.
If you can become a master of influence, and you could influence yourself. If you can understand what's really driving other people, if you can get inside their heads, if you can understand their blueprint of life and find a way to meet their needs, you cannot just meet your own needs, you can change the world.
Moments away from beginning your journey through life. Moments away from starting to change the world for the better. It will not be easy. Start each day with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and that you will fail often. But if you take some risks, step up when the times are the toughest. Face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never, ever give up. If you do these things, we'll indeed have changed the world for the better.
One of the biggest fears is of the unknown and uncertainty of the future. But everything's uncertain. So we're trying to create certainty in an uncertain world, and stop being afraid of uncertainty. Uncertainty is what's exciting. That adventure is really what life's about. So we need to be excited. Fear is created by imagining bad things that haven't happened yet.
Stay hungry. Stay young at heart. Take those risks. You are going to change the world around you in big ways and in small. And I greatly look forward to being a part of the future that you will shape.
The secret code for everybody is keep your dream alive, because it might come true someday.
If you realize that you're creating your own fear by imagining a bad thing, oh, if there's a recession, I'll lose my house. Why not go, if there was a recession, I'm gonna make more money because there's gonna be opportunities and we're gonna be able to pay our house off faster. Worrying is negative goal setting. And all you have to do is use that same power to think and visualize to create a positive outcome instead of a negative, and then the fear disappears.
You are capable of greatness in your profession, and more importantly, in your quality of self. Don't wait for your break. Make your break. Go make it happen for yourself.